Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Moments away from these two Rudy Giuliani associates' first court appearance, they were arrested last night at Dulles Airport near Washington, D.C., and now we know why they were at the airport. Our own Evan Perez joins us now. Evan, were these two guys trying to flee?
That's what it looks like, Boris. Shimon Prokopez and I are told by sources that the prosecutors working this case were not initially planning to make this announcement today. They were working on this case. There was still information. There was still investigative work they were trying to do. But their hand was forced, essentially, because these two men, Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas, were planning to leave the country. So they were arrested. Obviously, this is something that the FBI, the prosecutors would know. If you buy a plane ticket, this is something they're going to know as they're keeping an eye on you. They were arrested at Dulles Airport yesterday. And of course, as you pointed out, they're now going to be presented to a magistrate in the next 20 minutes or so in Alexandria, where it's going to be for the first time they're going to get they're going to hear the charges that are facing them in the Southern District of New York. But that's the reason why we're learning about this today, is the fact that they were trying to leave the country yesterday.
So, Evan, going off of that, is it clear that the attempt to leave expedited their arrest? We know that they were being investigated for some time.
It did. It expedited their arrest, and it expedited the decision to make this case public. Keep in mind, Boris, that Parnas and Fruman were both being asked to provide information, to provide depositions, to provide information to the impeachment inquiry. The committee's doing that here in Washington. We obviously don't know whether they had any plans to show up here or to provide any of that information. Clearly, the fact that they were trying to leave the country tells you otherwise.
Oh, my God.
Evan Perez, thank you so much for the breaking.
Oh, my God. They're like the Keystone Cops, these freaking people. All right, so here's what's happening. These two men, okay, who, you know, I save all these papers, right? Well, in tons of these articles appear the names Fruman and Parnas. Okay, tons of these articles. Why? Because these are two Ukrainian dudes who live here in Florida, who have consistently and constantly met with Rudy Giuliani, and they are Ukrainians, and they were the people that set up a meeting between Rudy Giuliani and the dirty prosecutors that you know as Viktor Shokin and Mr. Lutz. Right? Lutsenko, the two dirty prosecutors from Ukraine. And these are the guys whose word Rudy is relying on in order to make false claims about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, and also to make false claims about who his clients are in this whole thing. Okay? He keeps saying, like, the president is his client. He keeps asserting or assuming or, in, you know, hinting my client. Well, now we know who his clients really were. His clients were these two Ukrainian dudes. Now, what is the real deal with these two Ukrainian dudes? So if you read the indictment, which I did, it's 21 pages. It's freaking right here. And if you would like to read it, it is in the homework section today. It just says read indictment here, and you can click on it and you will get this PDF. And if you read it, you can skip over a lot of the stuff in here because a lot of it is, you know, the finance laws, and it's and just, you know, kind of go to the scheme. OK, if you don't have time to read the scheme, I can show you Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney in New York. He gave a little press conference today. He laid out the scheme. So here was the scheme that Fruman and Fruman. I keep saying Fruman because of the OJ trial, swear to God. Fruman and Parnas, two Ukrainian nationals in Miami, meeting with Rudy Giuliani. This is the scheme that they were setting up.
Let me take you through some of the money flow. Parnas and Fruman contributed $325,000 to Committee One.
That's the
This contribution
first.
Was not made in their name. It was made in the name of a corporation that they set up, GEP, in order to hide that the true individuals behind the donation were Parnas and Fruman. The $325,000 was one of the largest donations that Committee One received. And we, in the indictment, we indicated and alleged that this was an illegal straw donor scheme. In addition, Parnas and Fruman made direct contributions to Congressman One. And these contributions, direct and promised, totaled over $20,000. Moreover, Committee One spent approximately $3 million to benefit Congressman One. Now, as a result, Parnas and Fruman had several meetings with Congressman One, and at these meetings, Parnas, on behalf of a Ukrainian government official, lobbied Congressman One to advocate for the removal of the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
Okay. So that's, in a nutshell, the money flow. This is what happened. Okay. Rudy Giuliani partnered up with these two Ukrainian businessmen in Florida. Okay, Fruman and Parnas. And Fruman and Parnas set up this fake shell company. It was called Global Energy Production. Global Energy Production had no assets. It had no income. It was just a shell corporation, right? Now, they set that up to funnel money to Committee One, which was Donald Trump's America First committee, and Congressman One, who, as it turns out, is Pete Sessions, the Republican from Texas. Now, what did they want to do? They had never been involved in U.S. politics before March of 2018 when all this became known. This became known because of, seriously, one small little group that filed a complaint. They were called the Campaign Legal Center. And they monitor campaign contributions. And they saw, you know, like $1.26 million being transferred. They saw $325,000 being transferred to the America First campaign with companies that had no assets, with a company that had absolutely no income. And so they reported it. That's how this started. And this started back in March of 2018. All right. So 2 days ago, in the on the wire, the AP News, okay, the Associated Press, 2 days ago, had a report, and that's part of my little paper fetish here, okay? They reported Monday that a circle of businessmen and Republican donors were touting their connections to President Donald Trump and his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. They were actually seeking to install new management in a Ukrainian gas company, but not Burisma. Burisma would have been this Ukrainian company's competitor. This Ukrainian company was called Naftogaz. Naftogaz. And these two men sitting in Miami wished to take the current board of Naftogaz out and put their cronies in. And Rudy Giuliani was representing these two men in this effort. One of the things these men had to accomplish was to remove our American ambassador to Ukraine, Ms. Yovanovitch, Maria Yovanovitch. I love saying her name, Yovanovitch, 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 like Tova. Right? That's how I remember it. They had to remove her because she would know. She would know about a corrupt attempt to take over a Ukrainian gas company. And so that became their first focus, was to remove the ambassador. They worked through Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas. And Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas is, as it turns out, the dirty congressman who told Donald Trump, oh, you know, your ambassador, Yovanovitch, is bad-mouthing you over in Ukraine. That is what Donald Trump said, according to the transcript of the call with Zelensky. Well, we can't have this ambassador here because she's bad-mouthing me. People say, you know, she's bad news. She's bad. Well, that came from Pete Sessions. And that's what Pete Sessions was paid to do, to help these two non-Americans get their way at a Ukrainian gas company.